From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily halted refugee admissions into the United States until an appeals court rules on the matter. The nation's highest court on Wednesday upheld a request from the Trump administration to bar refugees as part of an executive order that also limited travelers from six majority Muslim countries. But the government win is both partial and temporary. The justices upheld last week's district court ruling that expanded the list of relationships that can be considered bona fide links to the U.S. to include grandparents. Travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can continue to be admitted if they can show they have such bona fide relationships. Talks aimed at breaking down trade barriers between the United States and China appeared to hit a snag Wednesday in Washington as the two sides canceled news conferences that were scheduled for the end of the meeting. As the talks started in Washington, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin called for a, quote, more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang said trading cooperation between the two countries, quote, is a realistic choice for both sides. But he warned that confrontation will immediately damage the interests of both. The United States and China govern the world's two biggest economies. But China sells more than $300 billion more to U.S. customers each year than American firms sell to China. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The U.S. carrier factory where President Trump says he saved 800 jobs from moving to Mexico is expected to notify 300 people this week that they're being laid off. The layoff notices are expected to start as early as Thursday, exactly 6 months since Trump took office. The layoffs are part of a deal Trump made with the company in December to prevent deeper cuts at its plant in Indianapolis. Republican lawmakers expressed renewed confidence they could overhaul America's health care system after meeting with President Trump on Wednesday. He told them to cancel their August recess unless former President Barack Obama's health care law, known as Obamacare, is dismantled. At a White House luncheon Wednesday, he said, we should not leave town unless we have a health insurance plan. He spoke 2 days after the caucus's second draft of a health care bill was shelved amid disagreements between fiscal conservatives and more moderate members. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, a Republican, upon returning to the Capitol, said, the differences are narrowing. There's more optimism that we could vote on a repeal and replace bill rather than just a repeal bill. Iraq's prime minister is now admitting that Iraqi forces committed human rights violations during the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. But he said these were individual actions for which the perpetrators would be punished. Haider al-Abadi spoke to reporters late Tuesday after shocking videos emerged on social media showing the victory in Mosul. The videos showed troops throwing captured ISIS suspects off a high wall, then shooting their bodies below. The U.S.-backed 9-month-long campaign for Mosul was marred by violations committed by government forces and paramilitaries that international human rights groups have decried as war crimes. They include extrajudicial killings of ISIS suspects, forced displacement, and detention of civilians. Pakistan says India's border forces opened fire Wednesday in the divided Kashmir region in violation of a mutual ceasefire truce, killing a soldier and 2 civilians. The unprovoked Indian military action, according to a Pakistani army spokesman, has also critically injured 2 soldiers and wounded 5 civilians. The spokesman said Pakistani troops retaliated and destroyed Indian posts that had been firing at them and a nearby civilian population, killing 5 Indian soldiers. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.